From the Financial Times in Tehran, I'm Najmeh Bozorgmehr, and this is FT News. The success of reformers in Iran's recent parliamentary elections has been attributed at least in part to the work of networks of activists organizing via social media platforms. The women's rights movement was one such group. It has long campaigned for more social freedoms, equal job opportunities, and an end to discrimination in the courts, especially in areas like child custody and divorce. Women activists started organizing in November, releasing videos, encouraging female candidates to register, and pushing for greater representation among women through the Campaign for Women to Win 100 Seats. Although the results fell far short of this target, 14 women, most of them reform-minded, did succeed in winning a seat, equaling the previous record set nearly 20 years ago. And this number could rise after next month's runoff votes, when 7 more women are in the running. Can these women make a difference, given that they will make up such a tiny minority in parliament? Minu Khaleghi, one of the newly elected MPs who teaches law at Isfahan University, believes she can. She spoke to my colleague Munawwar Khalaj ahead of the elections.
Although I am young, my record and experience are important too. I have been studying law for at least 17 years. Therefore, it is possible that I know the legislation better than a 60-year-old person.
Ms. Khaleghi says she will fight in particular for the rights of women who are heads of families.
I want to work as far as my authority and legal advice allows to improve the support women breadwinners receive in the law. Also, does a woman who goes on maternity leave return to her job, or will she lose her job? Do we have sufficient laws in this field? I also want to look at issues related to the family protection law.
When it was ratified by Parliament, women MPs at the time did nothing to ensure women's rights were respected, says Ms. Khaleghi.
I think action must be taken to reform these laws as more people like me who have legal education join the parliament.
Isfahan has the reputation of being a highly conservative religious city, but Ms. Khaleghi says this is not the case.
For years, Isfahan has chosen at least one woman MP. If you say Isfahan is traditional, I'd say no. Many Iranian cities have never had a woman MP.
Ms. Khaleghi and the other newly elected female MPs will face an uphill struggle in their attempt to improve women's status in the law. Iran is a country where the conservative clergy often opposes changes in the laws relating to women, but she's determined to do what she can.
I want our women to play a stronger role in public and government posts and have greater political participation. I represent a big segment of our women's society and our youngsters who want to have a role in public life.
Ms. Khaleghi's first appearances in Parliament will already make one significant change. She chooses not to wear the traditional black top-to-toe covering known as the chador, unlike nearly all female parliamentarians since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Najmeh Bozorgmehr, Financial Times.